In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today is the 16th day of the blessed month of Mezor. May God end in the goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, where our sin and iniquity are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, or my Father, my brethren, Amen. On this day, the Church commemorates the revealing of the assumption of the body of our pure Lady, Saint Mary, to heaven. The pure Saint Mary departed on the 21st day of Tuba, and she was surrounded by our Father, the Apostles, gathered to receive the blessings of her pure body. Saint Thomas was absent, for he was preaching the faith in India. The apostles buried her pure body in the place which was prepared for her in Gethsemane. The angelic voices of praises around the tomb did not cease for 3 days, as well as the spread of the sweet aroma of incense which perfumed the whole place. The Apostle St. Thomas, before he preached in India, he preached in the Arabian countries, Mesopotamia and Persia. After St. Thomas had gone to India and established his church, he wanted to go back to visit all the churches that he had established before. On this way back, he saw on the top of one of the mountains a group of angels who told him, "Hurry and kiss the body of the Mother of God." He hurried, kissed, and received the blessing of the pure body. The girdle that surrounded the holy body fell, and he hurried and picked it up and kissed the glorifying God for his blessing. When he arrived to Jerusalem, after he had completed his pastoral visits, he asked to visit the tomb where the Virgin St. Mary was buried, for Thomas wanted to reveal the greatness of the miracle of the assumption of the pure body. He pretended that he did not believe that she had died as all humans, and asked to see the pure body. When they lifted up the stone, they did not find the body in the tomb, which disturbed them all and were perplexed. However, St. Thomas explained to them what he saw and how the angels carried the pure body to heaven, and how he received its blessing by the command of the angel, and showed them the girdle. The apostles, those who were present in Jerusalem, decided to fast so the Lord Jesus Christ would reveal to them the whereabouts of the body. The fast lasted for 2 weeks, and on the 16th day of the Mezor, the Lord Jesus Christ appeared to them along with the Virgin St. Mary. The Lord told them that the body of the pure Virgin is in heaven, for the body that carried God Logos for 9 months and took from it his immunity should not remain in the dust of the earth and be petrified as the other bodies, but should be kept in heaven. This declaration was a great consolation for all the church in Jerusalem, and they glorified God who kept the body of his Virgin Mother, encompassing it with this great honor. No wonder that for Moses the prophet, after spending 40 days on the mountain in the presence of God, and had received from him the two tablets for the testimony, the skin of his face shone and received a great honor. How about the body of the Holy Virgin that carried God the Word a full 9 months? Our teacher the Apostle St. Paul said, "But if the testimony of death, written and engraved on stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of the glory of his countenance, which glory was passing away, how will the ministry of the Spirit not be more glorious? For if the ministry of the condemnation had glory, the ministry of the righteous exceeds much more in glory. Because of this glory that Moses received, God buried him by himself in Mount Nebo, and charged the archangel Michael to guard the body so the people of Israel would not find it and worship him. If God had cared for the body of Moses to that extent, what would be his care for the body of his mother, the Virgin St. Mary, after her departure? He came by himself to receive her spirit and charged his angels to carry her pure body to heaven. The intercession of the pure St. Mary be with us all. Amen. And on this day also, the year of 1391 of the martyrs, Pope Matthew IV the 102nd Patriarch of Alexandria departed. The blessing of these prayers be with us, and glory be to our God forever. Amen.